This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. The Bush administration is ending protections against road building in the last remaining roadless areas of national forest. Under a new rule announced today by Agriculture Secretary Ann Veneman, 58 million acres of previously protected forest will be opened up to logging, energy development, and other commercial activity unless governors specifically petition against it. NPR's Elizabeth Arnold joins us now. And Elizabeth, this is the so-called roadless rule, and it's been highly contested in court ever since the Bush administration inherited it from the Clinton administration. How does this new rule clear things up?
Well, Secretary Veneman said today that this is designed to put an end to the uncertainty, and by that she means the lawsuits. What it does, Melissa, is it shifts the decision-making and therefore the heat to the governors, because here's how it works. The nearly 60 million acres of forest that was off-limits under the roadless rule is now up for grabs. The Forest Service can build roads on it, offer timber sales on it, make plans for off-road vehicles to use it, whatever. And those are all controversial uses. Under the new rule, the only way to stop those uses is for the governor of the specific state involved to petition the federal government to say, hey, not here on this chunk of forest. So if Governor X is being urged by local timber interests to make new forest available for logging, but it's also being urged by environmentalists to protect it, he's got to make that call. He makes the policy decision as to what's best for that national forest, which is then upheld or ignored by the agency. The problem with this, opponents say, is it's a national forest, the public's forest. It's not supposed to be managed state by state by local pressures, economic or otherwise. So does the new rule clear things up? Not really. What's likely is that it shifts the initial decision-making and, therefore, the litigation from the national to the state level.
Well, just to be clear here, Elizabeth, what exactly is the state's role in this?
Well, the governors can not only petition to stop new uses on roadless areas, they can actually suggest new uses on roadless areas. A reporter from an energy magazine asked today whether governors could petition for energy development on roadless areas, and the answer was given by Idaho Senator Larry Craig. He said, yes, sure, a state could do that and say, here in this particular roadless area, there's great potential for oil and gas. Let's write a new forest plan that makes that happen. So it gives states more of a say in the forest planning process. Ultimately, the agencies will have the final say.
One of the reasons given for changing this roadless rule was to help states fighting wildfires. Explain how that would help.
Well, there isn't a governor in the West who's not worried about wildfire, and there's great concern about thinning our national forests of the debris, the small trees that result in catastrophic fires. But the roadless areas, for the most part, are just that. These are the places that are the least worrisome areas of the forest, the least likely to be near homes. They're the places where the Forest Service is able to let fires burn, as they say they should have been doing for the last 100 years as part of a natural cycle. That said, this removes a barrier to doing salvage logging, going in and taking what's left in this previously protected areas once they have burned. That's a big part of this, and that's what industry's been seeking.
Who is in favor of this change?
Well, many governors and local leaders are certainly happy about this because they want more of a say in what happens on their federal lands that in the West are a big part of their states. As for the timber industry, the small operators, the mill owners and loggers who have their eye on profitable timber that's been off limits, they're certainly pleased by this. But corporate timber, the warehousers of the world, they're not focused on roadless federal lands. They're more interested in their own private lands and timber in other countries. It's a global market. For example, here in Alaska, the Tongass National Forest was exempted from this roadless rule, the original rule, and the Forest Service put out some big timber sales and wasn't very successful. Some bidders even backed out because it just wasn't profitable.
Elizabeth, how will this new plan that would open up more forest to logging, how will that play in an election year, do you think?
Well, 97% of the roadless areas are in just 12 western states, Melissa, and they're largely red states on the electoral map, solid Republican territory. Arguably, the administration wants to keep them that way. This new rule isn't going to help them with swing voters, but it will certainly rally existing Republican troops. That said, it will infuriate Democrats who vote on environmental issues and give candidate John Kerry something to bash the president on if he wants. The unknown, however, is the hook and bullet crowd. Many of them are Republicans. They like to hunt and fish, and most of them want to keep these roadless areas just as they are.
NPR's Elizabeth Arnold in Anchorage, Alaska. Elizabeth, thanks very much.
Thank you.